you have a fear of being visible, and that fear is driven by things not being perfect enough, not being good enough, you not being perfect enough, or you not being good enough, then stick with me, because I've got a few strategies that I use and I share with my members that I think would be a very good strategy for you. So one of the first things to consider is, are you thinking more about yourself than the audience? In my experience, and in the experience of many of our members that have given me feedback on this, is as soon as you start going into fear about what you look like or what you sound like or things not being perfect enough, your environment not being perfect enough. I mean, if you were stood here with me right now, you'd be in the little walk-in closet off of my office in our new home. It's not complete yet. The studio isn't set up yet, but I know that this is about you. It's not about me. It's not about the environment that I'm in. It's about making sure that you have the confidence and the clarity and the courage to go out there and be visible and shine so brightly that the people who really need you know how to find you and know where to find you, more importantly. And if I hold back from creating this for you just because my podcast room isn't finished yet and it's not ready and I'm surrounded by cushions and all kinds of stuff, I've pinned, if you could see me right now, I've pinned blankets to all of the walls so that I don't have the bounce back from sound. You know, I've put, it looks crazy in here. I've got polystyrene things that let me show you for those of you that are watching on YouTube. I've taken the inserts, the polystyrene inserts and packaging from the boxes that have been arriving constantly to the house. And I'm thinking, oh, that'd be really good for soundproofing. I can create some kind of, honeycomb effect in here so that it absorbs the sound. You've just got to do what you've got to do to be able to step up and get your message out there to those that really need it, those that really need to hear your voice. Just because things aren't perfect doesn't mean you can't make a difference to that one person who's going to say, oh my gosh, that was just for me today. Thank you so much. That made a difference to me today. And you're going to get another 10 people behind that person that will never reach out and that will never say thank you or will never let you know that it made a difference. But just know that that ripple effect that you're creating, that one thing that you say could have a difference or could make a difference, could have an impact on the one person who really needs to hear it. And if it just impacts one person, then amazing. You have done what you are here to do on this planet. You're here to learn, you're here to grow, you're here to absorb, you're here to gather wisdom, you're here to experience this life in the best and worst of ways, right? And you're going to experience things and have experienced things in your life that have not been so nice and other things that have been absolutely shit hot amazeballs freaking awesome, right? You've experienced the highs and the lows. There are times when you've felt buried and there are times when you've felt planted. Maybe one of those times is now. And don't wait until everything is perfect. Don't wait until the journey is perfect. Don't wait until your products or programs are perfect. Don't wait until your life is perfect before you start making a difference, because you can make a difference right now, but the difference that you're going to make is going to be insignificant in comparison to the difference you can make when you are more visible, when you start to show up in a bigger way, when you start to make that difference in a louder, prouder, brighter way. Now, I love video. I absolutely love video, but I didn't used to. I love podcasting. But I didn't used to. I'm used to being live in a room full of people where I can get the vibe, I can get their response, their reactions, I can see their eyes, I can do all of those things when I'm in a room with people. Fortunately, I get to run 4 events a year in the UK where I get to do that. And that really fulfills my need as much as all the people that come to our events. But the challenge with podcasting and making videos is that I know I'm making a difference to you right now, but you're not on the other end of this live while I'm recording this for you. So it's very easy for me to go into perfectionist belief and could I make this more perfect? Could it be better? Yes, probably to all of those things. Yes, this room could be finished before I start creating content and supporting you. Yes, there's so many things that could be different, but they're not. And in this moment, the message that God is giving me to give to you or the universe, the you know, angel source, our creator, whatever your belief is around how things move through you and through the camera to those that you serve, I personally believe that God is moving through me right now, through this camera, into you, into your heart, into your soul. We are talking soul to soul. I'm not talking to a camera right now. I'm talking to your soul through this lens, through this microphone. And I know that if I can make that impact on you, then you might go and make an impact on one other person, 10 other people, 100 other people, maybe even 1,000 people. But it's not my right or my job to get in the way of that. I'm just a vessel. And you are the most amazing vessel that has gone through everything that you've gone through so that you would be ready for such a time as this. This is your time. And you might not feel ready, but I want you to just go on a little journey with me back to all of the times in your life when you didn't feel ready then either. Maybe it was when you were learning to drive, or you were having a baby, or you were getting married, or you were moving into a house, your first house, whether rented or bought. It doesn't matter. There are lots of experiences through your life, learning to swim, learning to walk, all learning to speak. Maybe you've learned to speak another language. Maybe you've just gone on a day trip to another part of the world and you learned hello and thank you in another language. It still feels odd, doesn't it? It feels a bit weird. It feels uncomfortable. It feels like there's some tension the first time you do anything. And it's just like that when you're becoming visible, when you start to take your message to the world in a bigger way, when you step up and realize it's not about me. It's about you. And if I make it about me, then I'm going to start going into, but my room isn't finished, but my hair isn't as perfect as it could be. Oh, I haven't got any makeup yet. We're just literally at the point of making this show for you. We've just moved to America from the UK and all of our stuff, including my makeup, is all in boxes. But am I going to let that get in the way of supporting you? By the way, those boxes are between the UK and the States. It's not like the box is in my house. It's in transit right now. But am I going to let that stop me? No. Am I opening myself up to having comments on YouTube or wherever where people say, oh, you're in your little box room. Oh, you could have done your makeup. You could have... I couldn't give a monkey's chuff what people think of me. It is none of my business. What my business is to be the vessel for everything that happened to me so that I could move that to, oh, it didn't happen to me, it happened through me, so that now it can happen by me to you. So I'm speaking by me instead of to me or through me, if that makes sense. Because it's happening by me now. I am being the vessel. I'm being the conductor of the message. Now that it's happened to me and it's moved through me, now I can do this by me. It's coming from me to you. Because the experience has happened to me and because the things that I'm sharing are things that I have actually been through, I don't need to think about them too much. I don't need to create a script or anything for this. I didn't even know what I was going to talk about when I came here and stood at the microphone. I just closed my eyes and said, God, what message do you have today? And this is the message. Stop waiting for perfection to get out there and start serving. Stop waiting for everything to be perfect before you become visible. Stop waiting for that. Because one of the things that I hear that I believe is a myth, and it is purely my belief. I don't know what you believe, but my belief is that if we go back to tribal times, we were safer in numbers, right? We were actually more in danger of death if we were isolated, if we were on our own. That was dangerous. That was an issue. And so my belief is the more people you have conversations with and the more people that you get on board with your message, the more people you serve, the more visible you are, the safer you are. Whereas many people believe, and maybe you do too, that the opposite is true. But if I get out there and I get seen, then that's dangerous. I'm unsafe in doing that. What if somebody, has a go at me? What if somebody judges me? What if somebody says something that conflicts with me? Well, it's more dangerous for you not to be seen, especially if you're a business owner or entrepreneur, because your business will only live and breathe by you being visible. Because you don't have a business if you don't have money. And if you don't have money, it's probably because you don't have enough clients. And if you don't have enough clients, it's because not enough people know about you. Business is a numbers game. It's a numbers game in terms of how many people you're visible to. It's a numbers game in how many of those people that you've been visible to that you have a conversation with. It's a numbers game as to how many of those people you have a conversation with that convert onto your product or program, your service, your whatever it is that you have that you are selling and that you're focused on selling or serving with, where there's a value exchange. I believe that sales is an act of love. So it all comes down to your beliefs, doesn't it? So that's the second thing that I want to highlight, is it comes down to your beliefs. What beliefs do you have about selling and serving? Because my belief is that the more you sell, the more love you are giving to people. This is something that has happened to you most likely. So now it's moved through you. It's being shared by you as a message to help others. So therefore, if you have a calling in your heart to make a difference to people and speed their journey up and help them in a way that they're going to sit there struggling on their own with their head in their hands, they're going to be losing sleep over this thing, and yet you have the answer in your heart right now, and you could deliver it imperfectly perfect via a podcast or a video or a post or a blog or a chapter in a book. There are so many different ways that you could deliver it. But you're choosing not to because it's unsafe to be visible. Well, hopefully I busted that myth just a few minutes ago. And it's actually safer for you to be more visible, because the more visible you are and the more people that you're helping, the more love you are giving in exchange for them compensating you financially. Why would they want to spend 20 years working this out in the same way you have, when you could teach them in an hour how to achieve that in an hour rather than 20 years. People want to pay you for that. They don't want to go through all of that stress. It's your duty to charge them so they do something with it. Because what I also know is when people don't pay, they don't pay attention. You might want to write that down. When people don't pay, they don't pay attention. And so there's probably lots of people in your life that you can think of that you've given advice to. You've given them free advice, and then you see them the next time and they haven't done anything with it. And you see them the next time and they haven't done anything with it. And you feel resentment because you think, well, what was the point in that? What was the point in me wasting my time? It's because they weren't paying for it. And seriously, did they ask for help? Did they come to you and ask for that help? Or were you just given your opinion? There's many different facets to this conversation. It's a different conversation for another day. But I do want you to think about, A, are you going into perfection? Because if you are, then you're thinking too much about yourself and not enough about the audience. You won't care about your environment or your hair or your makeup or all of those little things that stop you from getting out there. You won't care about that. If you wake up with a message in your heart and think someone needs to hear this today, I'm just going to jump on and do it anyway. And do it in spite of not being ready. Do it regardless of not being ready. To get visible so that you remember that there's safety in numbers. The more people that you serve and support, if anybody does put a comment on there or they challenge you or conflict with you, you won't have to do anything because all of your followers that you've made a huge difference to, they're all going to put comments in and they're going to blow that person out of the water. You're not even going to have to do anything. So your only job is to create the content and be visible. Get it out there. Don't even look at any of the comments. Have somebody else look at the comments and monitor the comments for you. It could be that you do that with a friend. You, if you've got the money to do it, hire a VA. Have the VA do that for you, the virtual assistant. If you don't have the money, buddy up with another entrepreneur and say, hey, I'll monitor your stuff. If you monitor my stuff, let's go. And that way you're still able to serve and support. If your friend says to you, oh, you've had a brilliant comment that's come in that from such and such, they've asked you this question, well, you can now create your next video and say, hey, thank you so much, Sarah, for your question on blah. I'm going to answer that for you. And if you've got a question like Sarah, put it in the comments below and then I'll make some content just for you to answer your questions too. Because every question you ask helps somebody else. And that will get your content going. It'll get your content strategy going. So don't sit there and suffer in silence. Don't sit there and suffer with no clients or struggling to get clients because there's an abundance of clients out there. There are people out there that are ready with the money and the time to pay you and commit to your process because they are perfect for whoever it is that you're looking for. They're the perfect fit for you. But they are not going to find you and you're not going to find them unless you start becoming visible, unless you believe, as I do, that there's safety in numbers. The more people I serve and support, the more love I give, the more help I put out there, the more solutions, the more I help people to get results, the more people I help to do that, the less targeted I'm going to be. And anybody that does target me, they'll just be blown out of the water and I don't care about them anyway. Because for every one little troll, or let's call them a little shit, for every little shit that does that, there's 100 more people behind that one person who are listening to you, who are absorbing what you're saying, who are getting some real genuine transformation from your words, from you showing up, and from you getting out there in your imperfection. Because if everything's perfect, then the people that you want to follow you, they're probably not going to follow you anyway. They want to do business with a human. They want a human-to-human connection, not perfection and, you know, the perfect studio setup and all these things. They want to see you being you. They want to see you in all of your natural soul energy. That's the very best way that you can serve. Is to not be perfect. So I want you to write this down. Perfection is poverty. Perfection is paralysis. If you are going into perfection, I've got a client right now who I'm doing their brand colors for, right? They've ordered their brand colors from me. I'm a color psychologist and there's lots of different things. Buyer psychology, buyer's behavior. Branding is my whole background. I have lived, breathed, eaten, slept, walked and talked brand and building brands for the last, 24 years now. I've built 9 of my own brands. I've worked with over 70,000 entrepreneurs, solopreneurs and business owners to support them through my challenges, through the sprints that we run every month, through the over 1,000 online programs, courses, workbooks, resources, tools. I set out in 2014 after building my own agency, branding agency, I set out to make the biggest difference by creating the world's largest online brand building resource for entrepreneurs of purpose-driven businesses. And that's what I've been doing. And at the point of making this, that's now just over 10 years old. I started with it being completely imperfect. I started without any resources, but I set my mind on, I'm building the world's largest and most valuable brand building resource for entrepreneurs of purpose-driven businesses. It all started with the first resource. It all started with the first step. It all started with me getting over myself and saying, do you know what? It doesn't have to be perfect. It just needs to help someone to get over the line. And then it needs to help someone get over the next line and the next line and the next line. So my prayer for you today is that you get over yourself and get over that first line, whatever that first line is for you. If that first line is to come up with a title for the content you're going to share, and you don't come up with a script, just come up with a title and then speak from your heart. If your next line is to actually switch the video camera on, use your phone. Like, you don't need to have all of this kind of equipment that we've gone and invested in to make this, because we're very serious about making this content for you. But it all started with my iPhone 4S back in 2014. When I didn't have any of this stuff, I just had my phone. And so I used the camera on my phone, and that's how I started serving. I started to create a video every day. I was getting well and truly out of my comfort zone. My first videos were a bag of shite. I was nervous, they were clunky. I was not myself when I was first making them. Somehow my voice became a different voice. I was like, as soon as I switched the recording button on, or press the button on my phone, that was it. It was like I became a different person, and I got feedback on that. I had people reach out and say, Sammy, we're loving your content, but who is it that's showing up? Because it's not you. And it took me practice. I was sharpening the saw. And that's the thing, is for you, is like, stop waiting for perfect, because there probably will never be perfect. There'll always be something better, or something you could have said, or something better you could have done. But it doesn't matter. If you forget to say something, create another show or another podcast or another blog. Say, hey, when I was doing this the other day, I forgot to mention this. So today's show is going to be all about that. Stop waiting for everything to be perfect. It is not going to be. And from our perspective, what you're creating is going to be perfect. But from your perspective, it will never be good enough. So stop waiting for it to be good enough. It's time for you to shine. So my prayer for you today is that you step up, step out, and that you take that little seed of hope that you have within you that somebody else needs today, and you pluck that seed out of your heart and you give it to your audience. Give it to that one person who really needs to hear it today. And one final tip, something that helped me enormously in those early days, was to go and get a picture of a friend who I knew needed what I sell. And I put her picture behind the camera. So it felt like when I was talking to the camera, I was actually talking to my friend. And it just changed. It just shifted the way that I was delivering my content, because at first I was just staring at a camera, and because I was staring at a camera, that's why I was becoming someone else. The minute that I put her picture behind the camera, I was just talking to her. I was just giving her advice. I was just reaching out and speaking to her and connecting with her and helping her to overcome the things that I knew that were going on for her. And it just made a huge difference to me. So if that makes a difference to you, try it. You won't know until you do. So have a phenomenal day. Be more visible. Honestly, be the ripple that you want to see in the world. The ripple of hope, the ripple of change, the ripple of transformation. But most importantly, be the ripple of certainty for those that you wish to serve. Because that's what people are buying. They're buying certainty. So if you're trying to sell something that you're not certain about, no wonder you're nervous. But if you know that you know that you know that you know that you know for sure that there's one thing that you can get results with 100% of the time, go all in on that. Go all in on that and build your confidence around the results you're getting for people. Because if you're not confident, put all your confidence, all your certainty into that one thing that you know you can get the result with. And in doing that, you'll start getting results. People will start getting results. You'll start getting testimonials. People will start giving you feedback. Oh my God, this is brilliant. What's next? What's next? What's next? And then you can take them on that journey. So if you've been trying to sell the big thing, but actually you're more certain when you're selling the small thing, it doesn't mean necessarily that you're going to have to sell a million of those small things to get people to buy the big things. It might mean that just by helping them to take that first step of filling in a form, an application form, or, you know, completing something that makes them feel, oh, that was much easier. Thank you for making that easier for me. What's the next step? The next step might be the big thing. It was really interesting. Before I go, I was sharing this with somebody I was chatting to a few days ago in our mastermind. And what they were saying was about, should I always sell from a small thing to a big thing? And my answer is no, not necessarily. And, you know, your clients, depending on who your clients are, will depend on what your price point is. Because ultimately, if you are selling to a corporate organization, for example, and you put a lead magnet out for a dollar, that's going to cheapen your brand, isn't it? It's not going to work. You know, you might have to put a lead magnet to a big corporate, might be $1,000 or £1,000 or euros. But if you're a small business, or you're selling to small businesses, or you're selling to consumers, you just need to test it. It literally is a process of testing. When I was building up the Brand Builders Club, which has now become the Invincible Impact Mastermind, when I was building Brand Builders, I used to run a 5-day retreat, which was £2,500. Well, it was between £2,500 and £5,000, depending on if they also had the one-to-one coaching with me as well. And so we had those retreats, and I was really surprised that people, instead of paying $247 a month to be part of the mastermind, they would rather pay $2,500 to come and have the retreat with me. And then they were joining the mastermind off the back of that. So it was really interesting how that happened. And we're just about to start at the point of making this. We have now set the dates for two retreats that we're running, two Brand Builders cruises, impact cruises that we're running this year, where we're going to start doing that again, because there are some people that they want to go in, they want to go deep, they want to go fast, they just want that time, and then they'll buy your smaller thing, your subscription thing, where you've got consistent, persistent cash flow from either a membership or a subscription. But sometimes jumping into the membership or subscription isn't the right thing for them. They'd rather do the big thing and really dive in and get the results with you. So I just would have both options. Don't rely only on that subscription or membership or product. Don't rely purely just on your retreats or your bigger thing. Have all of it. Have all of it. But first of all, start with a thing that you are certain about. If you're not sure about pricing, if you don't know how to value yourself, if you are thinking, yeah, but I don't know how much to charge, we ran a masterclass that I think would be very helpful for you. I think it was a 90-minute masterclass that we ran for all the people that bought the 1 Year No Fear book. So if you haven't bought the 1 Year No Fear book yet, our first book of the 13 book series, because there are 12 fears that we cover in 1 Year No Fear. The first book is 1 Year No Fear, and then we start going into the different 12 fears, for a book for each of those fears. We're going to be publishing the first of the books very, very soon. But 1 Year No Fear is already published. So if you haven't got it yet, go to oneyearnofearbook.com, www.oneyearnofearbook.com. I'll also put the link in the notes below. And go buy the book. And by buying the book, you'll then get access to our online resource. We've got a free online resource that we created just to go with that book, to turn the book into a small program for anybody that is feeling fear, or that's coming up with a whole bunch of shizzle between your ears that you know isn't true, but it's stopping you from moving forward. Or maybe you don't know it's true. Maybe you actually are believing that you're not worthy enough, or you're not good enough, or you're buying into the fear of failure, the fear of success, the fear of being seen that we're covering today, fear of change, fear of commitment, fear of not knowing enough. There are loads of different fears, and 12 of those fears are the fears that we cover, because they are the top 12 fears that underpin all of the other fears that you could ever have. These top 12 fears. We surveyed over 60,000 entrepreneurs, over 41,000 of them responded and told us exactly what their fears are. And it all trickled down to these 12 buckets of fear. So that's what we cover in 1 Year No Fear. If you haven't got it, go get it, oneyearnofearbook.com. And then once you've got the book, you'll find in there a link for you to go and sign up to the online resource, the Resources Hub, and you'll find two 90-minute masterclasses in the masterclass area, in the events area. One of them is how to value yourself, how to charge what you're worth, how to increase your value so that you are out there making your ripples and getting paid for that, because it's incredibly important. It's spiritually inappropriate for you not to be rewarded for the work that you do, for the experience you've got, for the wisdom you've collected that will save somebody a huge amount of time, money, and energy in them having to learn the hard way. There are a lot of people out there that are charging a lot more than you to deliver what you are doing. So it's time for you to value yourself. If you've already bought the book, make sure you go to the Resources Hub. Go and follow the process in the book to sign up so that you tell the system where to send your username and password. Once you've got that to your email address that you put in, I don't see that email. I've got no interest in spamming you, by the way. I just want you to have it, to have access to the resources. So if you've bought the book and you haven't got the resource center yet, go get it. I've created different audios. Greg and I have delivered some fantastic stuff that's all sat there ready for you to start using it. If you go into a certain kind of fear, I've created a phenomenal series, and I know it's phenomenal because people have told me, and I really enjoyed making them for you, a phenomenal series of 12 mantras that and affirmations that you can use if you go into a certain type of fear. So if you go into the fear of change, for example, then go to the audio called Fear of Change. Within the next 10 minutes, we're going to zap that fear of change through the mantras, through the affirmations that I've created for you. By the end of that, you'll be feeling so on top of the world. You'll be saying, bring it. Bring it on. So there's loads of stuff that we've created for you. I really hope that you take action on it. And if you don't feel ready, then just go back to all those times in your life where you didn't feel ready then, but you did it anyway, and then it became the best thing that you ever did. Because it either was the thing that you were meant to do, or it was the thing that led you to the thing you were meant to do, or the thing that led you to the person you were supposed to meet, led you to the place you were supposed to be in. You know, ultimately, my question every day is, am I doing what I'm meant to be doing where I'm meant to be doing it? Am I in the right place doing what I am meant to be doing? And if the answer when I check in with my spirit is no, then I always get the answer. But you've got to be willing to hear it. It's not just about putting the questions out there. Oh, God, what should I be doing? Like, no, you've got to be quiet enough to hear it, obedient enough to take action on it, and certain enough in just that one thing that you can make a difference in someone else's life just by stepping up, showing up, and shining brightly. Have a wonderful day, and go grab the book if you haven't got it already. If you want to join us on one of our retreats or events that are coming up, make sure you go to theimpactcatalysts.com. If you go to the training link, you'll find all of our training that's coming up. And we'll look forward to seeing you there. Have a wonderful day. Keep making those ripples that only you can make. And we'll see you on the next show. Bye for now. Oh, and PS, who do you know that you could share this with? Because we grow this show based on referral. I am so committed to making a difference to the lives of entrepreneurs all over the world. And I'm sure you might know one. So who do you know you can share this with? Thanks so much for listening. Remember to subscribe, remember to share, and I'll see you next time.